Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who'd like to read my written blog, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com. Lifetapestrycreations.com. I'm not sure what's happening to most of you or with most of you during this time of so many people becoming ill and things happening. My husband and I are just fine. We're taking precautions. And I'm hoping that all of you are feeling comfortable in this new normal. It's kind of a fun time in a way, which is perhaps counterintuitive or seems not so heart-driven, if you will, but we're finding new things out about ourselves, at least I am, and we're finding out how much we're comfortable or not comfortable in our home, and we're finding new things to do and new things to see. It's a new normal, and we'll adjust, and not only that, it gives you time to be with the people you love. So, you know, with every change, there comes fear. And within those fears, you adjust. Now, you might not like the new adjustment, but you will. You'll adjust if you have not already. So, on that note, let's see what we get for this week. Yes. Yes, indeed. As Brenda said, it is a new normal. You will adjust. You will accept. You will adapt. Even though humans do not necessarily gravitate to change, in fact, they most often avoid change, is the net result is something that they had not expected, something that they did not know was going to happen, but it changed their lives. We will tell you, there has never been an accident in your life. And even though it appears as such, throughout the time you've been on Earth, you've gravitated towards activities or people or things, no matter how uncomfortable, for a reason. And this time now, as many of you have already read or heard or tuned into, if it will, is the pieces that have been uncomfortable for you within your society are going to change dramatically, you know, almost overnight. For if you remember, for those of you in the United States, a month ago, what is happening now would be unthought of. Other parts of the world have seen it sooner, but it is all happening. It is seeming, and it is seeming like it's never going to end. Of course it will. Of course it will. And as we have told you, those who are just awakening asked for a big push forward, and this is what ensued. Not that they were asking for an illness for themselves or others, but rather something that could ensure that all the structures crumbled. So that's a recap of why and what. But now let's go into what's going to be happening in your lives in the next few days. There is going to be a sense of peace, of comfort, perhaps even joy. Not in the fact that the illness is raging, but within yourself. You have gone through the change. You have witnessed the change in others. And what is going to ensue is a level of comfort, of acceptance, of, well, if this is the way it's going to be for a while, let me adjust. And so you have, and so you will. Do you see what we are saying is the past week and perhaps longer have been chaotic, fearful, angry producing. And the next few days will be, if you will, acceptance. But more than that, a sense of, oh, I'm learning something new about myself or others. I'm becoming different. My heart is shifting. At the beginning of this chaotic time, many of you were very concerned about you and yours, the people you love, the community you love, that the feeling of, I have to protect this. As this chaos continues, it's going to become more and more of, we are all in this together. Now, this is perhaps difficult to define, but it is more of a sense of, as has happened in the past, you know, when perhaps a tornado struck a particular part of the world and your heart goes out to that piece of the world because you're comfortable, so you have the extra heart energy to feel for those people, you see. In the past few days, many of you have not had the energy to think of others. You know, oh, so it's happening in China. Well, that's way far away. I don't have anything to do with that. Oh, it's happening in England. It's way far away. I don't have anything to do with that. Or it's happening in that part of the United States. I don't have anything to do with it, or Canada, or whatever. Because you were so worried about yourselves. What has happened is you went deeply into the needs of, if you will, your first chakra of security, food to eat. As you move through that, and as most of you have, you once again are balanced enough to feel and think of others, as well as yourself, because as you know, self-love is important. So what is going to be happening in the next few days is you're going to be marshaling resources for not only yourself, but for others, whether that be sending love, whether that be doing something, helping others. You're going to be expanding beyond yourself. And such is so because you have moved past your first chakra of immediate needs of food, shelter, and clothing. You see what we were saying? And at the same time, those, if you will, ruffians, those uh, 3D leaders who only think of themselves will be less and less glamorous or attractive to more and more people. You see, their time of fame was at the beginning when everyone was thinking of themselves. For those 3D leaders, that is how they thrive. That is how they have lived. That is who they are. Will they change? Perhaps. A time will tell. But it does not matter. For, you know, as we have said over and over again, any leader is only as successful as those willing to follow. Do you see what we are saying? And so as more and more people move through their root chakra, the food, shelter, and clothing chakra, and open up their hearts to who they truly are. You see, many of you step back into 3D for just a bit because the change was so tremendous. But as you step out and as more and more people are awakening, the selfishness, the heartlessness, the cruelty, the any word you wish to use that talks about not being at one with either yourself or with others. For you see, anyone who is so dramatically within themselves do not love themselves. Do you understand what we are saying? Is they are so fearful that someone will harm them financially, emotionally, physically, whatever, that they cannot move beyond that. They are stuck in that place until they open themselves up, until they start loving themselves. And we do not foresee in the near future that those leaders who appear to be only in it for themselves is perhaps a good word, good way of saying it, are not going to change in the very near future and perhaps ever. So it is that those they lead are pulling away. Do you see? And that is what you're going to see in the next few days. They will start to be humorous jokes, pitiful people, your leaders, and those who are only thinking of themselves, not because they love themselves, but because they don't. And it is with this note that we shall close for today, allowing you to know that brighter days are coming. Not that this illness will necessarily be gone. Necessarily be gone, but that you are adjusting within yourself, not the least because you love yourself. Do you see what we are saying? At first you reverted to who you were in 3D, and now you are able to step out of it because you know better, you know different. Those deeply, deeply, deeply meshed in 3D have not found that solace, that comfort, and it is likely they will not do so for a very long time. And so it is, finding your peace, and so it is, we will end this discussion for today, and I will talk to you again next week. Good day.